What's going on, my fellow comic book crusaders? My name is Matt, and today I'm going to talk to you guys about Clear Number 1 from Dark Horse Comics. Clear is a book that makes our weekly comic book reviews in print, but this Comixology original was actually released digitally back in October of 2021. But for people like me who prefer to read their comics in print, this is a great way to discover series that I would have missed out on altogether. Clear takes place in San Francisco in the year 2052, and in the first couple pages, we the reader aren't really given a lot of explanation. We basically just see this young woman make her way up to the top of the Golden Gate Bridge and jump to her death. It's only after we get treated to an issue one suicide that we see what the future's all about in this Scott Snyder created universe. Everyone on Earth has been outfitted with veils, which are essentially just computer programs that reskin the world around you in your brain. So nothing actually changes, but your perception of the world around you is completely shifted. Because of this Black Mirror-like technology, everyone has their view so literally skewed that the world is slowly falling apart around them, and no one can actually take note of this fall of man besides Detective Sam Dunes, a man who uses a quote-unquote clear veil, which allows him to see the world as it is, unadulterated, and turning to waste by the day. Once we're given a little insight on the state of affairs in this not-so-far-off future, we take a trip to Alcatraz Island, where the Department of Corrections has set up an outpost to catch illegal veil trade, the leading cause of crime in this day and age. While eavesdropping on a conversation between the director of the department and another officer, we find out that the woman who jumped to her death was actually involved with this veil corruption directly, and her ties to Detective Dunes only leave us with more questions than answers, as our cliffhanger leaves us with another dead main character before we even close the back cover. I was a big fan of the last Comixology project Scott Snyder did with Dark Horse, and I went into this new number one with pretty high expectations, and man, this one delivered. The artist Francis Manapul was able to weave the veil's effects and lingering reality together seamlessly, as there's multiple panels throughout this book that give us a taste of what some of these people are seeing that's keeping this dark reality hidden from their ignorant eyes altogether. Thank you guys for listening, and let me know what you thought of this new number one over on Instagram at MainaCards_comics, and tune in to more Capes and Scowls next week, where we'll talk about this week's books.